Thanks, Jerry and Joe. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Last real chance, like Jerry says, to get tickets. This is the Blue Jays' penultimate homestand of the season, of the regular season. It feels nice to be able to say that, of the regular season. 14 years doing Blue Jays talk, I've never really had to refer to the regular season as a separate thing. So after today, they've got one series left each with the Indians, Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees, and Rays. That would be, and they're all three gamers. So 15 home games left. And the next three are the only ones in which at least 40,000 tickets have not been sold. The Blue Jays are 21-5 in the month of August and riding the back of Edwin Encarnacion. Edwin has an OPS of 1385 for the month of August. He's hitting .402 with a .927 slugging percentage. And as I mentioned, he needs to go no worse than 0-14 tomorrow to set the Blue Jays club record for slugging percentage in a single month. It's currently held by Jose Bautista. His was .791 back in May of 2011. Edwin's is .927 right now. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. As the silliness continues, I mean, it just does. This Blue Jays team is playing out of its skull. They were 50-51. They're now 74-56. And for a 90-win season, all the Blue Jays need to do is break even the rest of the way. 16-16 the rest of the way gets the Blue Jays to 90 wins. And it's hard to imagine that there is anybody listening to this program right now that thinks the Blue Jays are going to lose 16 times between now and the end of the season. We'll hear from John Gibbons. But first, we'll hear from you, Max and Scarborough. You're going to lead things off. Welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Well, thank you, Mike. And it is an honor to lead off your show. This has been like an unbelievable weekend. I mean, this did not have the dramatics of yesterday, but still, like, these Blue Jays are hitting at everything in all cylinders. I mean, you know, records I don't think that I don't think will ever be broken in this lifetime for a very long time. I mean, this team is playing the best that they have in so many years. And I think since the All-Star break, I don't think that this team is going to let up anytime soon.
It sure doesn't feel that way, that's for sure.
I mean, the way they're playing, like a team that, like, even if they lose a game, they know themselves they're going to bounce back. They're going to just let that go in the review mirror and move forward. And I mean, this is what a real professional team does to succeed.
Absolutely, thank you, Max. Appreciate the call. Look, this is a lot of fun. It is. It's incredible what the Blue Jays have managed to do since the trades were made. Just silly. It really is. It's just silly. You don't have a team winning 23 out of 28 games. 24 out of 29, which is what the Blue Jays have done. 24-5 since the trades. They're going to lose some games in September, and they may lose a lot of games in September, like 10, 12 games. So be prepared for that, and be prepared to understand that that's okay. That's part of this game. No team has ever played at a level like this for any sort of extended period of time. And the Blue Jays are doing it because this is a great team. I mean, this is legitimately a great team, and there's a chance that it's the best that the city's ever seen. And I know that they've won a couple of World Series, very obviously, and there were some great teams between 1985 and 1993. Sportsnet Stats tweeted that the Blue Jays have swept five different series in the month of August as part of this 21-5 run. They swept the Tigers, the A's, and the Twins here, the Angels and Yankees on the road. In those five series sweeps, the Blue Jays' run differential is plus 83. They beat the Tigers 9-2 today, 15-1 yesterday, and 5-3 on Friday. And it wasn't the biggest blowout that they've had in any series, because they beat the Angels by 26 runs, 36-10 over three games on the road trip. It is just amazing. We will take more of your calls as we continue. But first, let's listen to the skipper. Here's what John Gibbons had to say in the wake of today's 9-2 win for the Blue Jays.
Gibby, can you explain in detail your the reasoning behind moving Tulowitzki out of the leadoff and into fifth?
Well, the only reason I did it, I just did it to give Tulo a little bit breather. Had nothing to do with, you know, I like the way it sets up. I like him at the top of the lineup. Maybe this will jumpstart him a little bit. So it had nothing to do with your thoughts on, you know, putting those little speed guys up top. So, yeah, that's all it had anything to do with.
So it's not a permanent decision? I mean, it's not a permanent move. It's just for...
No, not necessarily, no.
Not necessarily. I mean, so it's just for today or what?
Show up tomorrow and we'll find out.
Okay, I'll be there.
You working tomorrow?
John, we feel like we've been talking about this a lot, but can you describe the level of confidence in your team right now?
Yeah, Brendan, I think it's about as high as it can get. You know, we're playing great baseball. I mean, that's pretty obvious. You know, everything's really clicking. Our offense is on fire. You know, our pitching's been good. Our defense has been great. You know, so I mean, when those things happen, when they come together, and of course you feel like you're good and you can win, and that's the role we're on right now. So, but it's pretty good players in there that have, you know, have good track records, and so, but you know, it's all come together to this point.
Burley today, I mean, he doesn't throw hard, but he looked like he threw even softer today than he normally does. And he's talked about being beat up over the course of the year, and the results are obviously fine, but have you seen anything from him to suggest that?
Well, he did a great job today, but yeah, I saw the same thing. I mean, he didn't have a whole lot today. You know, I thought Russell did a great job, you know, getting the most out of him. You know, we're lucky we have two catchers that are very creative back there, have a good feel, and they really get the most out of all our guys. You know, Burley's a little different guy, you know, depending on what's working that day. I mean, he throws anything at any time, and he throws strikes, so it's easy to get creative with him. But yeah, you know, I look at the first couple innings, and I mean, it wasn't a lot coming out there. But, you know, next thing you know, he's thrown six innings and gets another win. So, I mean, he's a special guy. You know, most guys can't do that. But, you know, a lot of credit needs to go to the catchers, too, for what they did. You know, Russ was tremendous back there with him today.
Even though he didn't make the catch, what did you think of Pilar's ability to track that ball down at the wall in the seventh? And were you concerned when you saw him stay down for a few extra seconds?
Yeah, oh, yeah. When I saw him laying there, I thought, uh-oh. But, you know, I really can't say anything really surprises me at him anymore. You know, the balls he gets to, I mean, he's getting the balls I think he has no chance on. And he's, you know, it's so tough to time a ball in flight, you know, that far away, and you got the walls and stuff you're dealing with. But he's right on it all the time. And you know, anytime a ball goes up, you think he's got a shot at it. So, you know, there's not a better center fielder out there. No chance.
Early in the game, 0-2 for Pilar. Same thing for Martin later on. Both bombs. That's protecting the plate at 0-2.
See, that was
0-2 pitches for
right.
Pilar and one for Martin.
They right, both when hit their homers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's really a lot of that is, you know, they stayed within their approach. You know, I think Russ's first two strikes were breaking balls, and then he tried to sneak the fastball on him. He stayed inside that and drove it to left. Kevin also hit, you know, his was a curveball that he hit out. And, you know, I think he threw him a few of them that at bat. And I think that last one just kind of sat there. So, you know, that's, it's tough to hit anyway. You get two strikes on, it gets really tough, but. You know, it really comes down to focus and confidence again with everything that, hey, you know, I can do this.
John, Russell was throwing out trying to steal last night, and he beats out an infield hit today. Is, to the extent he can be, is he feeling a little better?
Yeah, he's feeling great, really. He told me yesterday before the game, hey, I feel great. You know, he tried to prove that later in the game, but he feels great.
There's still a day left, obviously, but it's been a hell of a month for your team. It's quite a streak, quite a run that they've been on. Can you think of any context for this? Anything that you've seen like this before in your time in the game?
Well, you know, we've had some pretty good stretches this year. You know, I mean, two 11-game streaks, and then, you know, that second one, you know, put us right back in the thing. But it really, you know, it just comes down to those, we had those two streaks, but we're basically playing 500 ball. You know, with the trades and, you know, Tulowitzki, Price, Hawkins, Lowe, Revere, you know, Pennington, we just took off after they happened, you know, and, you know, even you know, Tulow, his bat's not going yet, but it's going to. He's always hit. But basically, he's been on that field every day, and look at the results. So he's got a huge part in that, you know. And of course, Dave, every time he takes the mound, you know, I think, you know, he's won every game he started with a no decision. And Revere's come on, and you know, he's heating up with the bat, and he's made some great defensive plays. You know, plays we haven't made most of the year, and that leads to wins. And then, you know, the guys down the bullpen, you know, have been rock solid. They kind of give us that little added depth. And then Penny's a good baseball player. So I think, you know, I don't know how it could be anything but those guys, the addition of those guys that has pushed us to this point. You know, it gave everybody a shot in the arm. You know, you talk about players having confidence, team having confidence. I think it just gives up, you know, everybody in the coaching staff, and it's, you see it on the field and the attendance. Fans got to have confidence now, too. So some great additions.
Great additions indeed. And as Russell Martin said in the clubhouse today, tweeted out by Arden Zwelling, if this doesn't have the feel of a championship team, I don't know what does. And that's Russell Martin, who's been in the playoffs 7 of the last 9 years in his major league career. Blue Jays beat the Detroit Tigers 9-2. The New York Yankees are beating the Atlanta Braves 10-5 as they play in the top of the 7th inning. So it appears as though the lead will hold at 1.5 games for your Toronto Blue Jays going into tomorrow's August finale. The Cleveland Indians are in town. Danny Salazar gets the ball for the Tribe against some guy named David Price. 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls the bottom of the hour across the Sportsnet Radio Network, and we'll continue until 5 o'clock Eastern Time on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Steve's in Port Perry. Hey, Steve.
Michael.
Steven.
What a great day for Blue Jay baseball.
Yes, indeed. Yes, it was.
We were sitting around. We were doing some work outside, listening to you guys on the radio. Great job, as usual.
Thank you.
We were coming up with, have you ever seen in a Blue Jay uniform better second, short, and third base that Gibby's putting out right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw Roberto Alomar.
Yes.
Tony Fernandez, John McDonald were great shortstops. Alex Gonzalez, I mean, there have been terrific shortstops on this team forever.
To have those three out, you know, Fernandez, you know, and with Alomar, Tony was getting a little long in the tooth. But to see these three out there, and I was listening to Jerry earlier on, for the crowd to yell out, defense. It's great for this young generation to see these Blue Jays up around like this. You guys are doing a great job. Don't forget our little side wager on Russell Martin. I have him for 20 home runs. You can change your number now.
Well, it looks like that's happening. I mean, you got number 17 today. Appreciate the call, Steve.
Thank you.
This defense is great. It doesn't have to be the best that the Blue Jays have ever had to not be a great defense. It's a great defense. Overall, it might be the best that this team has ever had, but Ryan Goins is spectacular. Troy Tulowitzki is fantastic. Josh Donaldson's a tremendous third baseman. Justin Smoak doesn't have much range, but he does everything else brilliantly at first. Kevin Pillar is just stupid out in center field. And Russ Martin might be the best defensive catcher in the business. And Ben Revere and Jose Bautista are no slouches either. So we don't need to compare them to Roberto Alomar. We don't need to compare them to the best that's ever played. This is a great, 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 great defensive ball club, and that's part and parcel of why this team is doing so well. They weren't that bad when they were 50 and 51. They just had some problems. They had weakness in the bullpen. They were rough defensively at shortstop and in left field. They fixed those things. And look at what's happened, 21-5. 9-2 win over the Tigers for the sweep today. Stefan is in North York. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I've been a fan since 1983, and I just want to say that you and Jerry and Joe are a real credit to the city and this country, the way you guys call a game. It's a real pleasure to listen to you guys.
That's very swell of you. Thank you.
Watching the game yesterday, I have to say it was just pure joy and happiness just to see Edwin on the bench after he hit that after he hit the third of his three home runs. He just had a look on his face like a little kid in a candy store, and to see how happy he was, and to see his teammates telling him what the hats meant. I think that's a moment not only that he will remember for a long time, but the Toronto fans will remember for a long time. And I think, especially for longtime fans, the lore and the legend of your team is a big part of the fun of your team. And just seeing that was amazing. Watching him give his curtain call was just a lot of fun. The other thing that's a real joy for me as a Jays fan is seeing some of the guys that are hitting at the bottom of the lineup, people like Ryan Goins and Chris Colabello, continue to hit well, especially Colabello. I know he may not be doing as well in the more recent past or the past games, but, you know, at the beginning of the season, I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are wondering how long he could sustain his hitting. And it's been a real joy to see him continue that and to see players like Ryan Goins not only play amazing, stellar defense, but also have some success at the plate. It's been a lot of fun to see.
It really has. It really has. Thanks for the call, Stefan. I appreciate the kind words. Glad you're enjoying it. And you know what? Look, I can't remember the last time a Blue Jay player got a curtain call. It's certainly been a while. It might have happened last year at some point in time, and I've forgotten, but the curtain call for Edwin, the three homers, the nine RBIs. I said it during the game. I was 7 years old when Roy Howell drove in nine runs for the Blue Jays in 1977, and nobody had done it since. That had been a number that has been in Blue Jays lore forever and ever and ever, and now he's got company. And way better that it's part of something like this going on than an expansion team playing out the string in a year they're going to lose 100 games. And we still remembered it so fondly. And Blue Jays fans who were around way back then, I'm sure still remember it fondly. That was a game they beat the Yankees 19-3, and the Yankees went on to win the World Series. That was a big moment for a team in its infancy. And that stood forever until yesterday. And now that Edwin game, the hat trick game, is going to hopefully wind up part of Blue Jays lore for the next 40 years or more. It was an incredible day at the ballpark yesterday. This is part of an incredible run that these Blue Jays are on right now. 24 wins in 29 games. It's amazing. 9-2 win over the Tigers today. We will continue to take your calls after we let the network go at the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Before we break, though, I wanted to hear what Russell Martin had to say. He got stopped on the field on his way off by Barry Davis, and they talked for the cameras. Here's that conversation.
Okay, Russell, people noticed yesterday that you decided to get rid of the batting gloves. Your first at-bat, you hit a home run. You do it again. Is it safe to say the batting gloves are done for good now?
Batting gloves are done for a little while. I like the feeling. I have to change something up. You know, I'm not very superstitious, but if something works, why change it?
It's been a pretty interesting weekend for you. Not only is your father in town, but today you guys are wearing the Canada jersey celebrating Baseball Canada. What is today especially meant for you to have your dad here and wear that red and white?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, especially just seeing the fans excited, bringing the energy. It trickles down to the field, and we eat that stuff up. We love it. And it's, you know, if I get to have family here to watch me and friends, it's even better.
I spoke with your dad yesterday. I said, so what are the chances we see you play the sax again for O Canada? And he said, well, game one of the ALDS would be pretty good. You up with that?
Totally down for that. That'd be awesome.
And finally, I want to ask you, so much attention gets given to this Toronto Blue Jays offense, and well-deserved, but in your opinion, is this one of the, if not best, defensive teams you've been a part of?
Absolutely. I mean, we see it every day. You know, our middle infield is strong. Center field, Kevin Pillar is doing his thing. I mean, our whole outfield. I mean, there's not one position where you feel like there's a weakness there. You know, I think we're just as good defensively as we're offensively, to be honest.
It looks like there'll be a lot more of these gold stars next year with your teammates. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, Russell Martin hits a home run for the second consecutive of the day. Blue Jays, what do you know? Another sweep.
What do you know? Indeed, Martin with a single and a walk to go with that home run. He scored three runs, one of three Blue Jays today to reach base three times and hit a home run. Edwin Encarnacion did it as well as part of his incredible month of August, in which he's hitting .402 with a .927 slugging percentage, not OPS, slugging percentage of .927. And again, unless he goes 0-15 tomorrow, Edwin will set a club record for the highest slugging percentage in any single month. Kevin Pillar as well, single, a homer, and a walk. Edwin had a single and a homer, and he was hit by a pitch, a 47-mile-an-hour Ephus pitch from Alfredo Simon in the fifth inning because, well, the Tigers really couldn't figure out any other way to get him out, and neither has anybody else. Over the course of this incredible month of August, Edwin Encarnacion is going to be the American League Player of the Month, which is saying something because Josh Donaldson is also having one heck of a month of August. Edwin and Donaldson, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, are the first teammates to have 30 or more RBIs in the same month since the 2000 Houston Astros. Richard Hidalgo and Moises Alou did it for the 2000 Houston Astros. Donaldson, by the way, went into the game today hitting .323 for the month of August with an .1117 slugging, .1117 OPS. All those numbers went up with his 2-for-5 day with a home run and a single and a couple of RBIs. 9-2. Blue Jays beat the Tigers. It's a Honda postgame show on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Gus trying to knock too long. Fly ball, left field. This will do it. Back for it goes Davis. Running out of room. There she goes. Another two-run home run for Russ Martin. He had one yesterday. And the Blue Jays soar out in front of Detroit 6-0 with their fourth home run today.
Russ Martin is shooing the batting gloves. The legs are back. He had an infield single today. Tried to steal a base yesterday. And he's homered in consecutive games. Give him 17 on the season. Part of the Blue Jays 9-2 win over the Detroit Tigers. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Jays Talk here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Taking your calls right up until the top of the hour. The Blue Jays are just plain silly right now. Just silly. They've won 24 out of 29. Sweep the Tigers, score 29 runs in the bargain. Just amazing. Back to the phones we go. Paul is in Richmond Hill. Hey, Paul.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're definitely enjoying this magical run. Just a couple of things, Mike. I know you're a big-time tabletop baseball player, and I'm just going to give a quick shout-out to two of my favorite games, APA and Dynasty League Baseball. Okay? So on the one hand, my boys and I are so excited. We're chomping at the bit because, you know, as much as we're enjoying the season, we almost can't wait for winter so we could replay the Blue Jays season all over again with one difference. What we're looking to do, Mike, is imagine that the team they have right now is the team that broke camp. And I'm wondering, I'd like to get your thoughts on it, with this team and the way they're playing, over 162-game season, how many do you think they'd win?
Conservatively?
Yeah.
230?
Yeah. I know. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, big-time, you know, baseball fan, you know, for decades. I remember vividly their very first game. I'm a little bit older than you. And, you know, they've had some great teams over the years. In fact, they've had some, even in recent history, they've had some, you know, pretty decent ball clubs.
Sure.
But, you know, some bad luck. And I remember, you know, a couple of years ago listening to you and, you know, how one, it seemed like every day there was a player going down, like from the rotation and so on. So it is so nice to see what, we, you know, what we're watching right now. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, Mike. And I'm reaching back, you know, to see some teams and, I, you know, in that tabletop vein again, you know, one of the teams I've always played with and has always done very well against other great teams is the 98 Yankees. And I don't know, make believe here we come because, you know, the 2015 team of the Blue Jays, I think could give that 98 club a run. What do you think?
Well, it's all make believe, right? And you never know. The 98 Yankees were the team that went 125-50 when you include the playoffs. Just an incredible season for them, a phenomenal team. You never know, but you know, the euphoria of a 24-5 run probably overstates just how good this team is. I've said it for years. A team is never as good as it looks when it's going well, never as bad as it looks when it's going poorly. This team is clearly not this good. They're not going to win 5 out of every 6, which is what they've done since the trades, but it's too bad that there's no way to know what they could have done as currently assembled and healthy, you know, maybe even including a Marcus Stroman, because it really does seem like this the way things are going right now, this is an all-timer, and one hopes that that it carries forward through the entire month of October. Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go out to Brian in Burlington. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
All right, thank
you. I'm just phoning again about 100 wins. I phoned you before around when they played Oakland. Just wondering what you think that they've done this.
It's still think it's impossible.
Come on.
They got to go 26-6 the rest of the way to get to 100
wins.
Yeah,
I was doing the math, too, and I was sort of trying to figure what they're playing about 780, 800 ball right now, give or take, right?
They're playing over 800 ball right now. Over 800.
Exactly.
But you got to remember, too, first of all, if it gets silly, like if they go 15-5 in their next 20, right, which is almost impossible, then they'll be 89-61. Then they're going to clinch the division like September 25th with 10 games left.
They take their foot off the gas.
Right, a little bit. So, I mean, the idea, first of all, the idea that any team can finish a season 50-11, which is what would have to happen for the Blue Jays to get to 100 games, 50-11 is beyond ridiculous. The fact that they're halfway there is stupid.
I know, yeah. Exactly. You said that to me last time. You
right.
Came to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible that we can even have this conversation and that the fact that they're halfway there.
You're not sounding like as crazy as it sounded before because you thought I was out in left field before, but now you're like, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah, I still don't think it can happen at all.
I agree with you, but it's nice to talk about it. It really is.
It's amazing that we can. It's amazing that 50-11 is what we needed and that they're halfway there
gotcha,
at 24-5.
Okay.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Great, man. Good
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate
I'll be calling
the call.
You again if they do it, believe me.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I have no doubt that you will. And I remember that conversation. 50-11. How's a team going to go 50-11? That's just ridiculous. It's beyond. It's like nothing that's ever happened before. And here they are 24-5, and instead of 50-11, they got to go 26-6. They're halfway there. Crazy. Crazy. They beat the Tigers 9-2 today for yet another sweep. John is in Creemore. Hey, John.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good, good. I was just for double E there. You guys' baseball is so much full of stats. What's the record for most RBIs in a consecutive hitting streak?
For most? Now, that there are like several different answers to that question. Do you want to know how many? What's the record for most consecutive games with an RBI?
Or no, the most overall RBIs.
The most RBIs over a consecutive games hit streak?
For the Jays and Major League.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Ah, I have
Edwards
no idea at all.
Close to that, would he not?
No.
No?
I mean, he's having a great run. There's no question that he's having a great run. Edwin
but
has...
What I'm talking about is most, like he got RBI, nine RBIs one game. And so so over his 24, is it 24 or 25?
It's 25 now.
Yeah, how many RBIs?
Well, I can find that out for you, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is he close to...
But remember that Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game
hit
streak, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So chances are DiMaggio has an RBI record that's pretty unassailable.
What about for the Toronto Blue Jays, though?
Oh, he probably has it. Let's see. Edwin, over the course of this current 25-game hit streak, has driven in 35 runs.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Sean Green has the Blue Jays' longest ever hit streak.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 28-gamer in 1999.
Yeah.
And, boy, the Internet's a great thing, isn't it? You just look stuff up on the Internet, and it tells you things. I got to find when the hit streak was, first of all, for Sean Green in 1999.
Because I keep on stumping my kids. They don't.
You keep
don't
what?
Know. My kids.
You're stumping your kids?
Stumpy.
That's good. You know, they're not supposed to know this stuff, but all you really need, I got to tell you, I'm kind of cheating, because all you really need is a computer. And
okay.
You can look this stuff up. Sean Green's 28-game hit streak,
mm-hmm.
from June 29th to July 31st of 1999, he drove in 27 runs over that 28-game hit streak. So there are still a couple of 26s. Old John Olerud, oh, here we go. John Olerud had 30 RBIs in his 26-game hit streak. Shannon Stewart had 10, but he was hitting leadoff in his 26-game hit streak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to assume that this is the club record for the most RBIs over a long hit streak. I mean, you're getting kind of it's into some serious minutia there of record. But there you go.
A matter of numbers, right?
Yes,
it is. It is just a matter of numbers. And that great Blue Jays fan, not a Leafs fan, because the Toronto Blue Jays, they go out and put on a good product. I can't say the same thing for the Leafs.
All right, we will we'll pass that along to our friends at MLSE. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it. So, yeah, Edwin Encarnacion, 35 RBIs in the month of August, 35 RBIs in this 25-game hit streak. Most RBIs for any Blue Jay in any hit streak ever in the history of the franchise. Clifton in Etobicoke. Wow, Blue Jays must be doing well if you're going to call us and not Blair.
I always try calling, but it's hard to get onto your show.
I'm always jealous when I hear you on with Blair.
And listen, Mike, you know, when I heard this morning about the move here with Tulowitzki going down to the five holder, I couldn't help but thinking about John Olerud in that spot and the 93 team there.
Yeah, WAMCO is WAMCO with the 05th because that's where John Olerud hit.
That's right. And, I mean, Olerud was twice the hitter Devon White was, who was leading off.
Yes.
So, you know, like, I kind of see it as a similar situation. I always like to have those, you know, base-stealing threat up top there. Like, cause sometimes these guys cause disruption, you know, like pitchers throwing balls away and stuff like that.
Well, it's kind of been proven historically by the data that there really isn't any change in results for the whole pitcher being rattled idea. Even though anecdotally it seems like it's a thing, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
The main reason I call it, though, Mike, is like these two series coming up.
Yep.
I think
Cleveland-Baltimore.
Yeah, I think these could be two troublesome series for the Blue Jays, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, Detroit, I mean, like, clearly these guys have rolled over. Cleveland is in full spoiler mode right now. And I think if Baltimore, Showalter must be thinking that if we are going to, like, do anything, like, this week coming up is going to be a week when they're going to have to turn things around. So I'm looking for these two teams to give the Blue Jays, you know, like quite a bit of trouble. It's not going to be like Detroit. And the thing that I don't like is the way how the Yankees have been playing. Like, these guys are, like, it seems like they won't be giving the Blue Jays anything.
Well, why would they?
Well, I understand that. But, you know, it's going to be tough with these two teams because that's a salty old team over there, that Yankees team. I was really hoping that the Blue Jays could put some daylight between themselves and the Yankees before they meet them again.
Well, they still have 9 games before they meet them again. But I've been expecting the Yankees to fall off all season long, and they haven't done it. So I'm no longer expecting the Yankees to fall off. But I think the thing is, Clifton, that regardless of how hot New York is or Cleveland is, regardless of how much Baltimore, and you're right, I think the Orioles know that they can't really afford to slip much farther back. They're 4.5 games behind the second wild card right now, and they're losing 3-0 to Texas. Texas holds that second wild card, and so the Rangers might be about to sweep them. And if they do, they're 5.5 games out of a playoff spot. The Orioles understand that they're going to have to start winning some games and winning them in a hurry. But the truth of the matter is, there's no team that's hotter than the Blue Jays right now, and there's no team that's better than the Blue Jays right now. So I understand that, you know, you want to say, well, this team could be trouble, and you're right, they could, but those teams are looking at the Blue Jays and saying, wow, that team's going to be a lot of trouble.
But another unsettling thing for me is that the Yankees, in the meantime, we'll be playing two teams that have also rolled over in Boston and Tampa Bay. But listen, if the Blue Jays are going to win it, they're going to have to earn it. So what better way to do it?
Look, the Boston Red Sox just almost swept the New York Mets, who were in first place. I don't think the Red Sox have rolled over at all. They've won 7 of their last 11 games. So if you consider, you know, if you say you're excited because Cleveland looks like they're very playing spoiler with this 5-game win streak. You got to say the same thing about the Red Sox, don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, since John Farrell went down with that,
sad
situation here, yeah, it looks like they've been playing a little bit better.
Yep.
So, well, like I said, man, you know, like we're going to have to earn it, but what better way to do it, right?
There was never any question that they're going to have to earn it.
Okay,
absolutely. No one is going to roll over for this ball club. Thank you, Clifton. No one's going to roll over for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are just going to beat the crap out of everybody, and that's the way it's gone. Right now, on the field in front of me, as I look down, I see looks like David Price in a remote control car. Don't know who that is beside him. No man bun, so it's not Josh Donaldson. But it looks like David Price playing with a remote control Batmobile. That looks like the Batmobile. Wow. All right. Respect level for David Price just rises another 1,000 points. Jeffrey is in Fergus, Ontario. Jeffrey, you're up on Blue Jays Talk.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm not a big fan at all of hypothetical situations. I like to let the whole season play out.
And yet you're going to present one to me anyway?
I would love to.
Okay,
I would love
sure.
To. I think there's a pressing issue that's going to come up in the off season after a few big names get dealt with. And that guy is Estrada, Marco Estrada. I think that guy is the exact type that when he hits free agency, some team might overpay for him because of the season that he's had.
Sure, why not?
Exactly. But if just like, you know, in context here, if Price goes, if Burley happens to leave, if Burley retires, I'm not sure he's going to. If Burley leaves, if Toronto decides to go another way, I think they're going to pick up Dickey's contract. But all of a sudden, after 1 year now, you get 6 good starters now. All of a sudden, in the off season, you're going to be left with maybe 2 at best, And I think, well, you got to include Stroman there, too, so maybe 3.
Stroman, Dickey, Hutchison, Sanchez.
Okay, well, Sanchez goes back to the rotation, and, you know, you're looking at a half decent thing. But I think that if the guy asks for a little bit of money, I think Toronto should entertain it. Just because the fact that, I mean, geez, when he was in Milwaukee, he was home run prone and stuff a lot. And yep. Now he's come to a ballpark here in Toronto that's very hitter friendly, and he's managed to shut down in a lot of games.
A little less home run prone here than it was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, my likeness of Estrada has grown over the year, and I'm going to hang up. My phone's going to die here. My cell phone's going to die. I'm going to ask you one question, too. Toronto gets in. A lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, you want Price for the first game. What about starting Dickey for the first game? If you get into the DS, you're guaranteed three games. So how about you start him the first game and see if it throws off the batters a little bit? I mean, Girardi said the other day in New York, he said, geez, those guys forget how to hit, you know?
I know, Jeffrey. I appreciate the call. We'll get you off before your phone dies. And that's a strategy, potentially. But if you start Dickey in the first – or, sorry, if you start Price in the first game, you get him twice. That's the biggest thing. In a five-game series, you get David Price pitching twice for you. He starts game one, and he can start game five. And that's – you want to maximize your potential to use David Price. That's why he would start in the opener if the Blue Jays win the division, or if they can set up the rotation. Well, if they wind up in the wild card game, they have enough of a cushion, one would think, in the wild card, even now. Like, the Texas Rangers hold the second wild card in the American League, and the Texas Rangers are 6.5 games behind the Blue Jays. So the Minnesota Twins, who hold the third wild card, went into today's action 7 games back. The Blue Jays have won, so they're 7 games up. The Twins are winning. So it's going to be 6.5, whatever, but we don't even need to look at that sort of stuff. Well, I'm looking. It's 7, sorry. 7, so they're 7 games ahead of the Minnesota Twins. So they're pretty firmly safe that they'll be able to work their rotation so that if they wind up in a wild card game, David Price will pitch it. But you want David Price to be able to pitch for you twice in every series, if not 3 times in an ALCS or a World Series, if that should happen. So that's why he goes in the opener. And again, racing his Batmobile around Rogers Center turf, that was pretty cool. And actually, as I look down, and I need new glasses, that's not David Price. He was sitting down. Now he's gotten up and he's walking around. That's Edwin Encarnacion. The beard fooled me. So it's Edwin with the Batmobile. How about that? Player of the month in the American League. It's a foregone conclusion. He's going to be the player of the month in the month of August. And he's just having fun racing the Batmobile around on the Rogers Center turf. So thank you, Edwin, for getting up and walking around and letting me confirm the identity there. As for the Estrada thing, it's a consideration now that you make Marco Estrada a qualifying offer as a free agent. He is having a fantastic walk year. And do you want to really, there's a team that's going to give him 5 years and $65 million. I don't think you want to be that team. But sure as heck don't mind making a qualifying offer, seeing if he wants to come back for a year, see if he can do it again. And if not, you get a first-round pick. And that's something that was not even a consideration a couple of months ago. Blue Jays beat the Tigers 9-2, the final score. Jeff is in Toronto. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Mike. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know what? You have quite the wealth of knowledge there, especially when you're talking about David Price being the you know, if we can get 3 starts out of him in a 7-game series, he's the horse. He's the guy we went and got him to be our ace. And in the off season, that's the guy that I think you throw the boatload of money at. Never mind the 5-year cap, the 5-year limit that we usually have for free agents. Someone's going to pay him what he asked for. And as long as he wants to remain here, and it seems so far he's enjoying it enough that he would, just pay him. They're selling enough jerseys. They're filling the seats. There's no reason not to pay him. But I just wanted to say, you know what, I appreciate your show and your wealth of knowledge. I'm sorry I didn't Google you before I got on the show, but did you play ball yourself? You know so much. I'm just wondering, like, were you a ball player yourself before
you became a
broadcaster?
No. No, oh, I caught a game in the bullpen in Double A, but that was about it.
That's not bad, eh?
No, it was a lot of fun, actually.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to say quickly was I was a big fan of seeing Pilar smash into the wall in a game that it wasn't a foregone conclusion, but to see him smash into the wall, get up, be okay, take it like a hockey player, taking a check into the boards, getting his hug from Burley. This team is galvanized now. This team was galvanized. It's getting better and better. You got like almost a hockey mentality with some of these guys. And you know what? The embarrassment of riches that we have in pitching right now is you know, it might be an overstatement, but it's great to see, especially if Stroman gets back. The options are there. If somebody struggles when we're in the playoffs, we can put them on a bit of a short leash, bring in maybe Stroman if he's there, Sanchez. You know, I just wanted to know your thoughts on the pitching. I know what you said about Price, and I agree. He's our horse. He's our way to go. But, you know, the playoff pressure still has to hit some of these guys, and we have to see how they react, right? So I'm just wondering what you think about the rotation and the bullpen and how it could work out in short series and in the playoffs going forward.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Well, David Price has pitched in the World Series. Mark Burley has pitched in the World Series. Mark Lowe has pitched in the World Series. But Dickey, Estrada, Stroman, Sanchez, Osuna, Brett Cecil, those guys who have been so important, LaTroy Hawkins pitched in the playoffs, those guys who pitched so important have not, who are going to be so important. But in the playoffs, you can afford to have a short leash, and you can afford to play with a short bullpen because there are so many days off. So unlike the regular season. I mean, remember what a great thing it was for the Blue Jays to have 3 days off out of 8 days and how unusual it was. That is routine in the playoffs. You play 2 days, you have a day off. You play 3 days, you have a day off. You play 2 days, you have a day off. And that's if a series goes 7 games. One of the Batmobiles has turned over in right field. Edwin Encarnacion and Ezekiel Carrera are racing Batmobiles. And I don't know if it's Carrera's that turned over or Edwin's, but Carrera's going out to right field to fix it. And while he does, Edwin Encarnacion has put some sort of a flying machine onto the field. It looks almost like a drone, and he's going to start playing with that. Millionaire boys with their toys. That's what's happening right now down on the field at Rogers Center, and the Blue Jays can afford to have fun. Edwin Encarnacion, 35 RBIs in the month of August. That is a Blue Jays club record for any month. He is hitting .402 for the month of August with a .458 on base percentage and a .927 slugging. I said it before, and I will say it again. If Edwin goes 0-14 tomorrow, he will still set a Blue Jays club record for highest slugging percentage in any calendar month in the history of the ball club. The Batmobiles have been fixed, and they're jumping over the pitcher's mound again. Then it's only fitting, because the Blue Jays have certainly been Batmen this month. Pardon me. They scored 29 runs over this three-game sweep of the Detroit Tigers. In the last 9 games, they've scored more runs than they had in any 9-game stretch in club history. They are 21-5 in the month of August. They have never had a 22-win month, and they're going to try to do that tomorrow when the Cleveland Indians come to town for the first of three. The Blue Jays' lead in the AL East will remain at a game and a half, barring the incredibly unforeseen. The New York Yankees have a 19-6 lead on the Atlanta Braves at the top of the eighth, so the Yankees are about to sweep that series. The Baltimore Orioles continue to trail the Texas Rangers 3-0 as they play in the bottom of the sixth. The Rangers have two on and one out. Rangers trying to knock the Orioles 5.5 games out of that second wild card. Mets beat the Red Sox 5-4. Washington beat Miami 7-4. So the Mets retain their 5.5-game lead in the NL East. We'll be back at 7 o'clock tomorrow. David Price and Danny Salazar. See you then.